All right. Let's go back to verse 10. Now let me finish up Ephesians. Let's go, and then I'll go back. Verse 19 says, Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should what? All fullness dwell. It did what? Please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Keep going. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile, by him. What did it do? By him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things where or thing in heaven. The manifold wisdom of God, the many side. Now let me do this. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Ephesians 3 and 10. Got it? Listen to this. Listen to this statement. The church is the university of angels. But you listen now. The church is the university of angels, and every believer is a professor. T, you went to Mississippi State, didn't you? My wife went to Valley State. Where's my daughter, Julia? Granddaughter. She went to, Northwest? Was it Northwest? I know she's in school, but I'm making a point here. Northeast, that's what it was. Northeast. Thank you. And but when they got there, there was professors. They were not the professors, were they? They was attenders, a student. Angels. The church is the university of angels. Now, let me read it so you can see it. And the believers is a professor teaching the heavenly realm, the mysteries and wonders of the grace of God. The angel investigate through our lives the treasure of grace. Like cherubim who gaze upon the mercy seat. Let me break this down to you. Angels, hear what God said. They are created, they're made that way. They hear what God said and they do it. They don't know anything about grace and mercy, because they don't need it. They just do what they're told to do. But you needed mercy. You need grace. I'm going to read you another one. and then we're going to turn with me to 1 Peter 1:12. 1 Peter. What did I say? 1 Peter 1:12. I'm still reading this from the Passion, okay? God revealed to the prophets that their ministry was not for their own benefit, but for yours. See, these prophets of the Old Testament, they prophesied. They didn't fully understand. They just spoke as the Spirit gave it to them. They didn't understand what they were saying. They couldn't see the church. They didn't understand that. But they spoke. But they were speaking for your benefit. Because see, the new birth didn't take place in their age or their generation. New birth took place in this age. Okay? And now, you have heard these things from the evangelists. That means one there to preach the gospel, all right? Who preached the gospel to you through the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. The gospel containing wonderful mystery that even the angel longed to get a glimpse of. They didn't know about this gospel. They longed to get a glimpse of it. So listen to this statement. Heavenly angels are fascinated with God's mercy shown toward us. They're fascinated. They never seen nothing like this. His wise plan makes former rebels into lovers. One time you was a rebel, a heathen, and his wise plan turned you into a lover. I love you, Jesus. having mystified the angelic realm, the church is the universe of angels, and every believer is a professor. Angel longed to peep into the mysteries of God. Grace. I'll read it again. An angel longed to peep into the mystery of God's grace, which have been lavished upon us. How much more should we explore of the mercy of God, this fantastic mercy of God. For we have received it and are now redeemed. Let me break this down to you. Angels are ecstatic. They are that they look and see what God's grace and mercy is doing for us. And they see our position and our authority because they serve us.